my position on it is,
yeah,
it's actually very shameful as a country,
yeah,
that we can, you know, use taxpayers' money to pay for jubilees, funerals, coronations, hush money, all that kind of stuff, yeah. And you know, if you're a parent out there that finds themselves having to steal milk, steal me some as well.
Man said, bring me in.
Jesus.
Welcome to another episode of Late Nights and Wet Wipes. I am your co-host, Mike Arkadirian. To my left, I am joined by the road man.
No. My name is Kazim Jamal. Yes, sir.
Oh, God.
That was the battle of the fence, my cut. And who have I got daggle to me?
Darren Griffith.
And we are back with another episode. But let's get straight into the reflection section.
It's going to be obvious now.
What?
The jig is up, guys.
What
do you mean? Well,
they can see our trousers.
Oh, they've been seeing the trousers, though, innit? So, you know.
They know what we're doing. They know what we're doing.
No, they don't know.
They know what we're doing.
They don't know.
My t-shirt's in the car. They know what we're doing. Oh. All right.
It's fine. Let's reflect on last. And anyone that from last week's episode that feel the tap away or has thought about something, want to get something off their chest, now is the platform to do so.
I can't even remember what I said.
Just maybe we should just list more things that our missus do that annoy us.
that's a different section.
But I thought, Kazim, I thought you had something. You're
gonna call it baby mama drama.
There's a little something that you're like, you know what? I thought you wanted to say something. Or has that changed
from the last episode?
Not from the last episode. Just something that you want to reflect.
Oh, this is from a few episodes ago. Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember when I came in and I said, I'm on this helping people vibe and all that. Yeah,
yeah, you changing, did.
Like, I'm gonna just, I think that's my passion and my mission. Yeah, yeah, it's not.
What? Go on. What happened?
Nah, I'm just not on it.
Man gave a big speech. I want to bring up the point. He gave a big speech.
No, I'm not doing the edit. I'll say what I'll.
Yeah, run it back. Because you gave a good big speech saying, you know, I'm a different guy now. I think it's in my heart. It's not about the likes or the retweets. That's what I help people. That's what I help people. Now, man, says on it. Sign change. Wagwan.
Fuck him, innit? Like, no, not fuck him. Like, if I can help people, I will help. But, like, that's not going to be, like, that's not my driving.
Did someone throw it back in your face? Because normally that's the attitude.
No. It was just like, all right, with it all being, like, let's be, quick serious this year. I was thinking that, like, for a little while now, I've been thinking, like, what's my brand? Like, what's my thing? Right. Yeah. Everyone seems to have something like, I've got ADHD or my cat's transitioning or something like that, right? Everyone's got a thing.
My cat is
trying. I didn't say there's anything wrong with it, but I'm just saying everyone's got a thing in it.
Yeah.
Right?
But you do, they will say you need a thing.
You need a thing. And yeah. I'm like, I don't know what my thing is because, like, I feel like I'm multifaceted. You know what I'm saying? So as you guys already know, and listeners and viewers will get to know, I'm 90% a big kid.
Right.
Like, any chance I get to mess about, I will mess about. Mm-hmm. I chased someone in work today with a water gun.
And you got paid for doing so. That's lit.
Yeah. No, it was after. The clock stopped ticking. But I chased them with a water gun.
Mm.
I turned 30 this year. Yeah. I'm a big kid. But then I was like, right, so what? How do I translate that into, like, content and stand-up? And, like, stand-ups, that's what's telling jokes, isn't it? So that's quite easy and having fun and whatnot. But that content, then it would just have to be, like, a lot of, like, stupidness, like pranks and stuff like that. But that's not the kind of big kid I am.
Yeah.
Then I was like, but then, like, even in my stand-up, you know, you got the fun, the silly parts, you got, like, the savage parts. I hate that phrase.
Yeah.
But anyway, you got that part. But then I've also got, like, emotional parts as well.
Yeah.
So I'm like, Well, I don't want to be branded as Big Kinnie and people turn up and I'm like talking about some trauma or something.
Yeah, they're not really there to listen to it.
Then I'm like, oh, am I the guy that is, oh, my dad wasn't around. But I'm like, that's been done since Will Smith, bruv. Like, I... get me, like, and people have had,
we don't want to hear about the fact your dad's not around.
Yeah, and people have gone through it way worse than me, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and things like that. And then I'm like,
I do remember on the previous podcast that we had when we found out that you actually knew your dad. Do you remember?
The shock of our lives.
Yeah, the shock of our lives.
But the thing is,
I sat there, I was with my dad. He's like, what do you mean you knew your dad? He's like,
yeah, but the whole like, premise was that no dad, no problem. It's like, no. Like, father figure.
Mm.
So even... like,
you know, I've got that bit where I talk about it. When I say no dad, no problem, they're like, oh, well, dad's either dead or in custody. That's like the audience reaction. They don't say it to me, but they're like, oh, shit, something's really happened to this guy's dad.
No, he's just a waste, man, that wasn't in my life. And then, like, we've had moments of trying to, like, reconcile, and he's messed it up. Like, even, like, as much as 8-9 months ago, he's messed it up. You know what I'm saying? But then I was just like, but that's not... I don't want one thing to encompass me because I don't.
Yeah, just, you know what I'm saying? Because even with this show I'm doing, Inconceivable IVF and stuff, I'm like, obviously I've got to lean right into this, but then I don't want to be the IVF guy for like the rest of my career.
Yeah, like 20 years down the line.
You get the idea that you specialize, then you pivot.
Yeah, that's the
because
thing.
Because that's it. Because you wouldn't call. I don't know what Ramesh's thing when he was blowing up, but you wouldn't put one thing on Ramesh right now.
No, and that's the thing. So in my head, I've had to think.
Yeah, but even the biggest comedians, you can. Kevin Hart, Family Guy.
But he's got so many different branches to him. Like, he could pivot. Obviously, he's decided, with the whole family thing, that's more of a business decision probably from him because he wants to be as applicable to as many people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you can pivot.
But Bill Burr's always been a ranter.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Burt Kreischer's always been a
storyteller. Bill Burr's got the rant and women thing. It's like he's got an issue with there's anger and women. It's like his two things he's battling.
That's why men fucking love him.
And even though throughout his special, he's trying to say, no, I'm too angry and women aren't the problem. These guys are like, fuck the girls. He's just like, no, guys.
So I was sitting there with my missus and I was just like every day I'm just thinking like, whoa, what should I do? Should I do this? Should I do that? Should I do this? Should I do that? Thinking of content and then I'm like, nah, scrap that. Then I tried to film something. I'm like, I didn't really enjoy filming that.
Yeah.
I'm not doing that and whatnot. And then I said, what's wrong? And I just don't know what my brand is. Basically, I don't know who I am out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she turned to me and went, you're a storyteller. And I went, right. And then I was thinking, okay, so how do I convey that into content? And I've got an idea, and that's when I speak about the rebranding and stuff like that. Don't want to bang on to. So it is a reflection of that episode. But I'm really, and it's the one thing that when it's been said to me, it's stuck.
Right.
And I would tell stories, different stories that reflect different parts of me.
I hear that.
And potentially other people as well. So someone could sit there and go, I've had something similar. Even just everyone likes a good story.
Yeah.
Well, stories are the base of everything. Books, films,
marketing, everything's a story.
Yeah.
Even companies.
We like narratives.
Normally you get involved with a company because you like their story.
The story.
Story.
I watched the whole film on how McDonald's was created because the story was just cool.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm on now. Like,
story.
I'm not saying I won't help. No.
Man said, "If unless it's part of your story, you won't."
It's not part of my brand.
I actually was like, "Yeah, it's something I would like to do." But if I'm going to help someone, I don't want it to be like in the like and show it to everyone.
Yeah, no, of course. The best charity is the ones that you don't.
But
hear
I
about,
feel like I can tell. I feel like I can tell. Basically, I was going to put this in my bio, and if anyone questioned it, I would just be like, that's something to hold myself accountable to aim for. I wanted to put in there the UK's best storyteller.
Jeez, you have Ratman fans on your head, though.
Okay, the UK's best comedic storyteller. Oh,
okay. Like, where's your shower story?
Although I do feel like it's not arrogance, it's confidence. I do feel like, not maybe to that, but I do feel like I could create a story like that.
Why not? Why not? If you don't believe you could, then there's no point starting. You know what I mean?
So that's my reflection section.
Boom blast. Right. Let's get into some real deep shit, man. Obviously, Kazeem was opening up. Let's get into some deep shit. And obviously, we're in a cost of living crisis.
Yes.
And I think sometimes we say stuff like cost of living crisis and we think it's something that's on the news. We see these news media personalities debate this shit, then they go off to their rich homes. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't actually hear the ramifications of what people are going through. But it's come to pass that there are people that are obviously really struggling financially and they've resorted to obviously stealing or taking baby formula from the supermarkets and probably doing an IOU saying they're going to pay at a later date, maybe never returning to pay. But obviously Sky News ran an article about it a few weeks back and it really sort of stuck with me because when buying formula, because my son is on formula, I realised that a lot of these supermarkets have got these locks.
Right, they've got the whole
yellow locks on them. So I think, okay, they only really do that type of stuff with alcohol. But I started seeing baby formula. So they must be doing that because people have been stealing it. Obviously, it's a reactive response. And yeah, it just goes to show that, and listening to the bulletin Sky's put out, obviously people saying, look, man, I've had to resort to stealing. I'm not proud of it, but I'll do whatever I need to do.
To keep my child fed, isn't it?
Keep my child fed. So if you see someone stealing formula, what's your vibe? Are you like, you know what, do your thing? Are you going to turn a blind eye? Are you going to be like, nah, that's wrong? Where do you guys stand on all that?
It's hard for me to say because we're fortunate and unfortunate when it comes to baby formula for us. Because my daughter's got so many allergies.
Yeah.
Ours is prescribed.
Mm.
So it's because it's prescribed, you don't have to pay for it.
Yes. Think.
If we did have to pay for this formula is so much more expensive than just your regular off-the-shelf formula that
you'll be robbing it from the pharmacist.
Yeah. Gunpoint.
Yo!
They'll know it's us because we're the only ones who have this formula. Like, put the Neocate in the bag. It's like, Neocate? Is that Mr. Griffiths? Just like, shit! Put it in the bag!
Yeah, trying to rob drugs from a pharmacist is the most stupidest.
Hey, listen, I work in an area in East London and this pharmacy gets robbed on a regular basis.
Bro, but you must know who to do it because it's a prescription. Oh, that is...
Mate, it's just a
random don stealing.
So basically, during pandemic, nitties were just running there grabbing boxes of masks and bouncing.
Listen, my niece works in Holland & Barrett, yeah?
Yeah.
And I thought, it seems like it's a store-wide thing that Nitty's running still Manuka honey. Manuka honey is what they want.
At least honey. They care about their health.
Yeah. Manuka honey, because that shit's expensive.
Yeah.
So literally...
they just running...
So if you went to Holland Barrett's 3 years ago, Manuka honey would be on the shelf. You go to Holland Barrett's now, if it's on the shelf, pick up what the bottle is empty. Because it's all locked.
Like the counter. Like an expensive
so you
jewelry.
Literally can't... It's like, yeah, the 200... They're like, okay, well, that one, fine. And then they open up the little shelf.
That is insane. Like, honey.
Yeah.
Well, this is where we are.
She worked at the Pecker on the Barrett. Right? And she said the store policy when they used to come in was just let them have it.
You can't be putting your life on the line.
So listening. I've been going, so how's your day? Well, just, yeah, we got robbed again. Hardly got robbed again. I was like, what are you talking about?
Episode of Top Boy.
Yeah.
What do you mean you got robbed?
Yeah.
Where's the food, cuz? Where's the food?
The area manager must be shaking. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Imagine that.
And they're just sat there just watching just the place get ransacked.
Oh, come on, man. Like, I don't know what they pay, but it can't be enough to protect yourself or put yourself in danger for honey.
Yeah.
You crazy.
There's nothing in a store that I would, if I worked in, I would get in the way of someone for.
It's not 100%. My dad's shop.
Even if it was, you should have been there, Dad. Like, what do you need to do? just don't say, and sons. It just says your name.
But that is insane. Yeah. Like, I feel, do you know what I feel? I feel compromised for the security guards at these supermarkets. Because obviously they're assuming, just knowing what security guards are on, that it's not big, big money.
No.
But you know,
it should be on a
on the what?
The word has escaped me. Commission.
Commission.
What, of like how many things are stolen?
Yeah. Because you know, but them, they just get so, yeah, bare man so, from their church to run in and steal stuff. It's true, and when so, I grab you, you go to the floor.
It's true. If you're if you're a security guard in like in Waitrose in Leamington Spa, you can't be getting paid the same as a security guard in Aldi in Peckham.
like you got two very different jobs.
You gotta be paid.
That premium. One of them you're stressed.
like Tesco Express in Finsbury Park outside the station.
Oh,
is
goodness.
Carnage. Every time I walk out the station, I literally just go to that Tesco just to hear.
I don't even need to get off.
On Seven Sisters Road, that's again just a walk from Finsbury Park. Every time I go into each of those Tesco Expresses, always like, get your hands off me, bro. What the fuck? I ain't stole nothing. Fuck off, man. Fuck off. Shut up. No, search my bag then. Search my dickhead. And then as they leave, and you hear them outside, pussy all. As they just run off. I'm like, oh my God. The audacity to be screaming at the security guard. Come on, you, have fully, you have fully stolen something.
That's it.
So, yeah. Bravado energy. Did I tell you guys about the every time I go in the Sainsbury's near where I live, I see Nitty's rubbing it. And I don't know if it's just a coincidence that every time I'm in there, they're in there. I don't know if like I'm subconsciously on Nitty time.
You're a magnet for the Nitties.
But every time I'm in there, I just see someone and I go, ah, yeah, you're about to steal something. Because they just pick up, it's like that Dion Cole bit, they pick up items that don't go together.
Yeah.
Is it Dion Cole or is it Dave Chappelle?
Okay.
Items just do not.
It's not a meal.
Together, yeah.
It's not a meal.
Just I saw them pick up like burger buns, Froobs, yogurt tubes, no meat, no ketchup, Kellogg's,
and fruit tellers.
What are you making?
There's no nutrition. Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You're robbing for the sake of robbing.
But in terms of the milk,
yeah,
I actually, you know, just to not circle back, but in terms of like making content, I'm not happy with. I actually did a video over the weekend.
Mm.
And it was about weekly roundup and going through like the biggest news stories,
yeah,
and stuff like that. And I remember that was in there. So my point, my position on it is,
yeah,
it's actually very shameful as a country,
yeah,
that we can, you know, use taxpayers' money to pay for jubilees, funerals, coronations, hush money, all that kind of stuff, yeah. But people are in this place where they are forced into this kind of desperation where they need to steal milk, you know.
Yeah.
And like being a new parent, I know how expensive milk can be.
Bruv.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
And you know, if you're a parent out there that finds themselves having to steal milk, steal me some as well.
Man said, bring me in. Man,
I don't
said,
want it for free. 50%. So, take 50% off. It's straight profit for you.
No, because it feels though, because let's be real. Like, where to what end does this go if they don't really rectify this? You end up having like a black market for baby formula.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Which is.
And I will control it.
And that is horrendous.
I will control you. See all my workers outside nurseries.
What, just trying to sell something to the parents? Hey,
like, you win a 2-on-2, yeah? All right, cool. Yeah, that's two milk.
Do it's my thing. So
you know like them travel cases of milk? that's two light, yeah? Because and what would the other
I've always thought this.
The other one would be like...
I've always thought, do you know like the baby hot water. Yeah, baby two, wipes, two. Where they're actually like, all lined up?
Yeah.
It looks like in the films, you just got packs of cocaine.
Yeah,
we're just opening someone's boot and it's just baby supplies. It's like, what do you want, man? Just like big opening the box, big shipment of wipes.
That would be a funny sketch.
Yeah, like
I've seen. You know, what? I've seen a TikTok where they're pouring formula in a bottle and they make it seem like it's like cocaine in it. So they're using like bank cards and they got the Narcos music in the back and just a pair of just put it up in bottles.
Cutting the formula
up and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's too much formula in there, man. Yeah.
You want them to OD, man?
But it's true. But on a serious note, there will be a black market for it because. People will do what is necessary, and people will steal. And you know these supermarkets when they come in with their big lorries, there'll be cats waiting outside trying to rob them because they know they can make a nice profit. You know what I mean? Because parents will happily, if they think it's safe in a box of silver, they'll pay for it. Especially if it's cheaper than the £15 that some of these supermarkets are charging for a box, and you pay for a box.
Mine's £14.50.
Yeah.
For a box in Birmingham, like, on the weekend when I was doing shows in Birmingham, I went out and I just was like, I just need to, because I was there Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah,
come back Sunday. So I was like, I can't stay in this room for that long.
Yeah.
So I actually went out for the first time in Birmingham, because I don't normally venture out. So anyway, I'm walking around the shopping centre and this woman like hands me a card, and I'm on the phone to my missus and I just take it, and then she like kind of stops me. It's like perfumes and aftershaves, isn't it? Mm. She's like, oh, smell it. Do you know what? How does that smell? Blah blah blah. And I'm like, yeah, not bad. And then she tried to sell me three of the small cylinder size aftershaves. Mm. For £60 total, yeah. I knew I wasn't buying it.
Yeah.
In my head, I'm like, that's like 4 or 5 boxes of milk. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I can't justify this.
Yeah. Brother, son, the children come first.
I just had to convert that quickly into like.
But that's what it is now. The children come first. You can't buy something for yourself. I think, raw, am I taking from my child's fund?
No, I spent 4 bills on an Apple Watch. What?
What, recently?
Oh, yeah.
I can smell good, but I need to digitally know the time.
No, you know what it was? I got fixated on Apple products.
Yeah.
So I got my laptop, and then I was like, right, this is beneficial to what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But it's the most beneficial. I liken it to Thanos' glove, right?
Mm.
It's only working the best when you have all the stones, right? So I need all the stones for me to feel complete. So then the next one I got was the iPad. And I was like, that's cool. Man, write my jokes here. Oh, look, they pop up on the laptop. That's crazy. Then I got the phone. Yeah. And I was like, this is even crazier. Because when I'm on notes and my laptop's open, the notes open on the laptop. It's all interlinking. I just airdrop videos, edit videos, airdrop. I'm just moving mad. And then I got the headphones, the earphones. Yeah. And I was like, this is nuts, fam. Yeah, it's just linking up. Cool. Yeah. What? Taps to answer the call. Yeah, say nothing, bro. Reading out text to me. Mrs. text to me. You're a fucking dickhead. Oh, okay. I don't need to hear that, yeah? And then I got the... then I was like, the last thing I need to do is get the watch, right? And I was like, but I'm going to have to wait for that because can I justify? And then one day I just was like, just fucking do it. Because what will happen is I won't stop thinking about it until I do it. And now I have no... The feeling of big purchases is gone now. I don't need no more big purchases. I've got
all the apples.
Steve Jobs is in heaven smiling at you because he's done a fucking number on you, mate.
Huh?
You're fully locked
big
in.
Up Steve Jobs, bro. Do you know what I also did? I bought shares in Apple as well.
You're paying yourself.
Trying to get your money back.
No, I bought that. I bought shares in Apple when I bought the laptop, I think. Yeah. Because I was just like, you know what? I like this product.
Well,
I like the cult feeling of it. I immediately started shitting on Android. I immediately started shitting on Android users. I didn't even get out.
Right, the phone wasn't even
out the box. And I was like, you lot fucking suck.
The full set. So what's that? You got phone, iPad, MacBook, AirPod, watch. 5 items.
Serious.
Thing. I am inevitable.
Right, here's a question. So you got all these Apple things. If your son or stepdaughter was to... How many of them would they have to break for you to physically discipline your children? Segway.
What to fit? Like, look, let's put it this way, yeah? My stepdaughter knows everything she's not allowed to go near.
Yeah.
Like, she once came
anything,
in...
Anything that's got this symbol on, an apple?
Yeah.
Don't touch it.
She knows everything she's not allowed to go near. Like, she came into the room once after, like, washing her hands or something and went like this. And drops landed on my laptop. I was like... Do you know how much this cost me? Like, I'm not even joking, yeah? Don't ever do that again. So she knows.
So you went all the Shane and Sully on her.
Brother, I leave the house every day with my laptop, my iPad, my watch, my AirPods, and my phone.
Mad robbable.
So you literally... Listen, yeah. That's a good £3,000 lick.
Listen, if someone mugged you, they're like, I cannot believe this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said that. I should have said that on the podcast.
But you got them insured.
But it's worth the risk.
You got them insured.
Yeah, it's worth the risk because I just know sooner or later, someone's going to be walking past it on my desk or yeah. something and drop their drink yeah, or yeah. some bollocks, and I'm going to come home and my miss is going to be like, she's going to be like announcing a death. She's going to be like, take a seat.
You're going to feel the mood as soon as you open that front door.
Yeah. Everything's going to be different.
There'll be something off in the room.
Because I'm going to walk in and I'm going to look at my desk, yeah, and I'm going to be like, so when I left, it was on the desk, so why is it not on the desk? You know, you start looking up. So why is it?
You see the bag of rice open in the corner.
Yeah, so why is it not on the desk? Yeah, why is there why is there a 10 kg bag of rice?
You never cook killed us, so what's going on?
Yeah. And why is it in a rectangular shape? Like, why is my... You know, like, so you're no one said a word. Yeah, so you're telling me no one said a word. So you're telling me.
So what you're trying to say is,
oh, so if I'm hearing you correctly,
because he goes open nothing. So he goes over his back. Look, his missus like, don't open it, don't open it. He opens it. He's like,
screw the death.
I just look at my.
He said, don't even look at the screen. What the fuck is on my screen? What the fuck? it's so broken.
That's when I started dropping lines like this to my missus. I'd be like, I hope you got savings because your son fucked up my shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When they fucked up, it's not your son.
I look at my son and I'll be like, this is why my dad left. Okay, all right. I must have done some shit. Oh yeah, that was it. I probably broke his favorite toy. Being born. Okay, let me.
No, but physical discipline. Because this is a sec. This is from a comment.
Yes. We had a very, very. We have our guy, man. He comments on a lot of our Facebook posts, and I think he lends his ears to the pod too. So thank you. And obviously, you put up because when you were bigging up your Marge and all that. Telling her that you just want to pay her off for the peas, my man came and he was a bit like, yeah, black mothers are this, black mothers are that.
Yeah, he went hard.
Strong.
For me to be like, I saw the comment and I was like,
all right. I'm like, yo!
Like, you're not coming on any angle. Like, you can't fall back on, like, comedian, innit? Like, man, just joking. Like, there's nothing you can come out with, like, when they come for you to be like, guys, like, come on, like, come on, like.
Yeah, you've got no angle to defend himself. Like,
this is
on.
Full emotion. Yeah. Like, we tapped into something in you here.
but it's like that kind of the physical, because he was saying about how difficult black bums are, and that kind of. We had a discussion amongst ourselves.
Yes.
Saying that he was like, where's that come from? Go, well, you know, we do have this stereotype that we've seen on stage with comedians. You know, it's this kind of thing that everyone assumes that if you're black, you're beaten as a child.
Yeah.
I was.
See, I was smacked.
I used to be the same complexion as my son.
that's like Kojo's joke, isn't it?
Is it?
I was smacked occasionally, but I remember. Because I started listening, because I said, you used to hit me, mom. She goes, no, don't ever. And then I started listening all the time. She goes, and those were literally the only occasions because you were misbehaving. She goes, but you didn't, she said, you didn't actually, you weren't that badly behaved. You didn't require, you weren't one of those like, bad boys who just needs to be smacked all the time. He was actually quite easy to talk to as a child because it was just the odd times. And I remember each time, one time I called my mom a pig. Another time where I tried to do a magic trick, you know, where you try to pull the sheet off the table and leave the stuff that's on the table on the table.
What was on the table?
Fruit bowl, some plates. It's hard,
and
it's hard
to do anything.
Yeah, and it's hard to do that when you're four.
Yeah, but you believe you can do it.
We understand. I literally announced to my mum, Mum, look. She goes, what? And just everything just dragged.
When I saw it on TV, it didn't quite work like that.
Yeah.
I ran out in the road with a Batman cape on, and a car almost hit me. And my mum goes, Kazim, and she goes, and apparently I said, don't worry, I've got my cape on.
Did you get a little smack for that?
I can't remember.
See, I got smacked. I can't remember. I got smacked for walking. I remember so specifically in the garden center, in the car park. It was gravel. I was kicking the stones. My mom said, stop kicking the stones. I was like, why? She goes, one, the stones are hitting the cars, and two, you'll fall over. And it's a car park. And I was like, Kick. I kick it, literally fall flat on my ass, and the car's reversing. And the car can't see me.
Oh.
And my mum's just grabbed me, pulled me up, and like hit the back of the car. Poor driver's like having a heart attack, like going, oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Almost, oh, is he all right? And my mum was like, he's fine.
He's like, he's for now.
Yeah, hey, man.
He needs some soil from this garden.
I was like, bruv, keep reversing, man.
Don't leave me.
Yeah, and so I could literally itemize all the times I've been smacked. And there's a few times where I didn't get smacked. So I thought, oh, that's carbon. I
remember, you deserve to get smacked.
Yeah, like I remember Tesco on the side of a trolley. I remember all the signs on the handle of a trolley, like, this is where your kids can't be. And there's me holding the side of the trolley, fully tipped it over on myself. All noise.
Shopping in a trolley.
Shopping everywhere.
It's a very different scenario if there's no shopping in the trolley.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to get told off, innit?
Yeah.
But if the shopping is in the trolley.
Frustration every aisle you've been to. Yeah. Oh, man. My head is already hot. And I would have
ran to Lost
and
Found.
All the Tesco staff come up. Is he okay? Is he okay? He's fine.
You're worried about the wrong thing.
But then once again, and then.
He won't be when I'm through with him.
So that means a handful of times my mum, and then my dad smacked me once. Smacked me once, and again, my own fault. Every time I got smacked, it was my own fault.
So you could justify it to yourself. Yeah,
it's the one time he said, do not open the door to anyone, because I was like three, four. Do not open the door to anyone, because it's just me and him at home. I was like, okay. Door knocks. I've got a glass door, and it's like kind of, it's like weird glass that you can see.
Like blurred glass.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I can see.
Like bathroom sort of glass.
Yeah, exactly like that. So I could see that it's a little blonde girl and it's my friend Laura from across the road. I know it's Laura. And so I talked through the letterbox. I'm like, hey. She's like, what are you doing? I was like, can't open the door. She's like, why? Why are you being silly? Just open the door. And I was like,
You don't understand.
I was like, I'm not allowed to open the door. She's like, why? It's like, it's me. Like, you know?
It's like, and this is where Dr. Uma will come in and say, don't you find that suspicious?
Don't you do that. It's not that. It is classic. It's classic. I just got to say the way I got this in my head. It's classic white people house behavior. Just open the door.
Yeah, she's like, just
you don't understand. My dad said, don't open the door.
Yeah.
But my mom tells me to do shit all the time and I don't do it.
Yeah.
Fuck your mum, yeah?
Yeah, she's like,
we have different rules.
Yeah, she's like, just open the door.
This is not your house.
And I was like,
Laura.
And the bitch,
Laura.
Yeah, and I was just talking, and I was like, do you know what? She's making a lot of sense, you know? Like, I know it's her.
That's how slavery starts, man. Just open the door.
Don't open the door in case it's a stranger. I was like, I know it's not a stranger. It's Laura. My dad knows it's Laura. We all know it's Laura.
Fuck that guy, man.
And so I was like, let me open the door. Listen, guys, here's the thing. I open the door and the door opens this much, slams shut. I'm like, what is that? I look up, it's my dad's arm against the door. He goes, what did I tell you? I was like, before I can even think of it, my arms are up.
Yanked.
Oh no. It's like, bam, 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 bam.
Rumour has it, Darren ain't opened the door to this day.
Never opened the door.
To this day.
Someone's like, Darren, someone's at the door. I was like, I know.
I can see them in the ring. Let's talk for the ring.
Darren just hears a door knock here. Darren just hears a door knock and he just goes, fuck off, Laura!
No, I can't come out.
It's like, I've got your delivery. Oh, sorry.
But although I deserved it in those times, I can't imagine smacking my kids.
Like, yeah, it's a different mindset.
I just gotta do it. And like, my daughter bit me today.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Did you deserve it?
Did I deserve being bit?
So what did you do to deserve?
No, you did let her drop off a fucking mat.
she's going through this phase isn't it, where she's wherever she gets frustrated with, she bites. So I don't know what I did to her. that frustrated that, that she bit me in the arm.
So just come to you, you come up to you, daddy, you think you're just gonna hug you?
No, I was holding it, yeah, and then she's like, just dug her teeth to my arms.
You meant to bite him back.
No, so, yeah, so I told her off, and just, she hasn't really heard me talk to her stone. She burst, I had full meltdown, in, like into tears and stuff. And I didn't, there's more than one part of me that felt bad, because I was like,
apparently you are meant to bite them back.
What, as in like, what, like a game?
Like, no, like to be like, so they feel it, and they go, oh yeah. That's what my missus said. She said, she said her daughter, like my stepdaughter bit her when she was like three or something. And like, obviously, like, yeah, you ain't taking chunks out of the kid.
No, no Mike Tyson thing.
No.
Imagine going to the hospital full like, adult.
It's like, if you pinch me, I'm going to pinch you back.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, oh.
Yeah, yeah, you know how it feels, isn't it? She'll never foot.
Yeah, yeah. Because I did that to my daughter. She hit me and I just flicked her back. I was like, you just did that to me. Like, don't you hit people.
Don't play victim now. Don't play victim.
I kind of did something like to my son. So like, my son is a bully.
Yeah.
He's going to be like some, like if he gets thumped in his face one day, yeah. And he tells me the story, and it caused for this reaction. I will give it to him. I'll be like you had that coming.
Okay,
yeah. Like
he's an aggressor.
He's an aggressor. Yeah, so like you'll be holding him, like, and he'll just start swinging his hand, like on, like he knows what he's doing, like on your face, grabbing your beard, and he's yanking it.
Oh yeah, well,
so he yanked my beard about one too many times yesterday. Yeah, so like one finger, man, just. Flicked his hand off me and I just went like this on his hand, yeah? So, yeah. You don't do that to me.
Yeah.
And he just looked at me like, swear down.
Say no more, cuz.
Wait till I can walk, big man.
Wait till it's 2 a.m. Your beard's getting yanked.
Yeah, he was on some stuff, bro. But like, I said to my mum, even way before like 20, 21, all that, so I said, when I have kids, I don't think I'm going to hit them.
Yeah.
Because it clearly didn't work.
Right.
Because you hit me. And I still mucked about. The only thing it made me do was behave in your presence.
Yeah, as soon as you weren't there. It's still fear, would you say, in you from her?
Wasn't really like fear, like
you just corrected your behaviors around her.
Yeah, it wasn't like fear, like.
Because it definitely, for me, instilled fear. Like, you'll be like, rah, like, you don't want to get that beaten. Or
I couldn't say I was scared. I wasn't scared. It was just like.
Just to avoid the act.
Yeah, it's like I wasn't afraid of the pain. I just didn't. I just didn't want.
Yeah.
To feel pain.
Yeah.
Like I tried everything in my power to get away with it, but I wasn't afraid of like, oh, she's gonna find out, and then I'm gonna get licked. But it clearly didn't work. But I remember one time, right? I this is kind of a story I'm trying to develop as well. I was in about year four, and I go to school. I remember, like, I went to a private primary school, so there's not a lot of kids. Like, everyone knows everyone, like,
kind of
thing, right? So I used to have this continuous beef with this one guy called Jamie. And we used to beef all the time, right? Side note, this guy used to pick his nose and eat it, punk. Anyway, if you're out there, though, I hope you're doing well. so I come into school now, and, like, his drawer is near my drawer, and he's opened his drawer, and there's a note in his drawer, and it's like some... like foul poem kind of thing, yeah. And he's talking about like stepping in shit and stuff like that, right? I can't really remember. But now, because of our history, sorry. The note was in my drawer.
Okay.
And I put it in his drawer.
I see.
Because I thought it was from him.
I see.
So I put it in his drawer, right? And sometimes I was about to sign my name at the bottom, and something went, fam, don't do that.
Yeah.
So I didn't, right? Anyway, 2-2s now. Everyone's like, the teacher's like, who wrote this note? And I was like, that was in my drawer. I put it in his drawer. So they were like, you wrote the note. I was like, I didn't write the note.
Yeah.
It was in my drawer. So they were like, so who put it in your drawer? I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But because I used to get in so much trouble, no one believed me. And I used to lie about everything.
Yeah.
So anyway, goes back to parents. You know, mum's like, you wrote this note, innit? And I'm like, wallahi, fam, I didn't write this for no. I didn't say that. But I said, I didn't write this note. And like, my mum's just like, nah, you wrote this note. You definitely wrote this note.
That would kill me.
And I'm like, this time, I swear, I'm not lying.
Yeah,
I
did not write this note. Yeah.
I got licked from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock.
But
belt. Everything, fam.
Yeah. Rotted.
Everything. And every time, it was like that scene in Roots, like, what's your name, yeah? It was, who wrote the note? I was like, it wasn't me.
One more for lying.
Who wrote the note? It wasn't me.
You're still lying.
And then at about 8:59,
yeah,
I just said, fuck it. I wrote the note. This has got to stop.
Yeah.
You take the heat, so the beat, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
No, here's where the story gets.
Yeah, because I was saying, because the justice hasn't been served.
The justice has not been served. You haven't,
you didn't write the note.
So I've gone into school, because you go to school at like nothing ain't happened, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Your parents always say, don't fucking say that to nobody. Yeah.
It's like, but I can't walk.
Yeah. I was like, I've got to get changed for PE tomorrow.
Yeah, you didn't have a wheelchair.
They're going to ask questions.
Wagwan.
Yeah, you didn't have a wheelchair yesterday.
Feeding for a tube. What happened? This is by choice. So anyway, I go to school now, and I'm just there doing school stuff, and the head teacher comes to get me, and I'm like thinking, what the fuck?
Not again. Now,
like, and she goes, Kazim, will you come with me for a second? I'm just like, not really. Like, what do you want? She's like, nah, come with me, come with me. So we walk to her office now, and I see this brother in there, James, who's my mate.
Mm.
What the fuck is James? I ain't done nothing to James. What's he want? So we go in, we sit down, and head teacher goes, James has something he wants to tell you. James goes, yeah, so I wrote the note, innit?
Ah!
I'm there like, do you know what fucking happened to me?
You must have wanted to rush him there and then.
Nah, but I had to keep it.
You kept it 100.
I kept it 100, innit, yeah?
Yeah.
So I said, so my birthday was coming up, innit? I said, don't worry, man. Like, you're still invited to my birthday and that.
Yeah, because you need to tell my fucking.
So, nah, like, because on my birthday, my present better be fucking lit, yeah? This is private school. I know you punks have got money, yeah?
So yeah, run it back.
So anyway, they tell my mum now. This is how stubborn my mum is.
That's what I say, because how does your mum react?
To this day. Deontay Wilder,
come on.
To this day!
Come on.
She has never apologized.
Right.
She just took me, Peckham Toys R Us, and said, pick something.
That's an apology, though.
Nah, it's not what I wanted.
That's an apology. Nah, did you pick a toy?
Of course I did.
No, yeah, but things though, jokes aside, that's not the problem.
For obviously, I don't know if you consider your mother an African parent, but or a Nigerian parent or whatever.
I do, because in her household, that's what it was.
As a Nigerian parent, that's an apology. Jacqueline, that's you got to get.
Jacqueline, my nan,
yeah.
Inside that house, she was in Nigeria.
Yeah.
There was no Bangers and Mash. There was no Westlife. Yeah. It was Fela Kuti,
Hey, come on, shout out Uncle Fela, man.
If she wanted any of that great British experience,
yeah.
She had to go, her mum's. That's where she spent so much time there, mate.
But that's it. But that's
so
true,
my mum dropped it. I've done the whole, I've been there with the punishment.
Yeah, punishments. So you had a real Nigerian sort of experience. But that's it. As a Nigerian parent, that's an apology. She didn't, because it's very tough. And that's something that I hope we can change with my generation, to get an apology from a Nigerian parent. I can sit here now.
I don't think it's been passed down to me.
I don't think.
I'll apologize.
Like, it's seldom that I would hear "I'm sorry."
Yeah.
From one of my parents.
Do they say "I love you"? I've heard this is a thing that Nigerian me and my mum have don't
just
really say.
Recently, I'd say since about 25, 26, saying it.
I don't think my dad's ever. But then I call him, he tried to get off the phone to me. Like, I'll call him, he'll be like, your mum's not here. So. So low-key, I don't think he likes me or any of his kids. Like, he's just trying to.
But I hear this story so much of Nigerian parents.
What makes you think I'm gonna like you?
Yeah.
You got food in your belly? You got a house in your head?
Yeah.
He's just been like, he's done stuff that I can't like.
Yeah, he's like, I worked.
I ain't gotta like him. He ain't gotta like me. He's showed mad love by doing stuff, but I don't feel like trying to call, like, he's better like, I've got my mum's number, you know. Why are you telling me that? Like, your mum's not here. What? Or he'll pick up the phone, he'll be like, we'll speak later. And like, why didn't you pick up then?
Nah, your dad sounds like a vibe, I can't lie.
Nah, he's just not bothered, cuz. He's just not bothered. So, but then my mum, she said it on the phone a few times. Like, if I And she's like good on WhatsApp. She'll be sending love hearts.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
prayers. I mean, my mum says she says I love you. We say I love you to each other every time before I go out on stage.
Oh, that's nice, that's man. Nice.
I go, I'm about to go on now. She says, okay, son, I love you. I say, I love you too.
That's very, very nice sort of sentiment, man. Like showing that's love. Nice. Is that like love, like I'm gonna like bomb on stage, or is that just genuine love, no banter to it, or
no, actually I tell you a lie, it started from rugby, actually, because obviously that's quite a
dangerous
thing. Anything can happen. So, yeah. So it was always a thing of like I'd be in the change room. Like we very rarely say it to each other's face.
Yeah.
Mm. I say it every now and again. But like I'd be in a change room, I'm like, all right, putting like coach said phones away now. Yeah, blah blah. I love you, dude. Yeah, good luck.
Yeah,
I love you.
It's nice.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna. It would have to be something super deeper. And I think there might be a point in my son's life where like he's older, like 15, 16, and I'm like, do you know what, fam? Like, I know you're getting older and that, but this attitude and that, like, just lace him up, let's go, and like I just dig him in his chest and be like, this is big man stuff now.
Oh, okay. Oh, you want to
just remember, father and son. Like, yeah, just remember. I know you're growing into a man, but you're not one yet. Like, hold this kidney. Hold this kidney shot, bruv.
Okay.
Devontae Davis style.
Like, oh, you'll give him a liver shot.
Yeah.
Boom blast.
If he talks to his mum at the side of his neck, I'm like, fam, look, come upstairs a sec, bro.
Well, that thing is, you got to keep yourself, like,
he's a good shape
too.
Because
like,
what happens? Nice. Because what happens if he keeps his own?
Huh?
What are we gonna do if he keeps his arm and he spins your jaw?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if
get the strap.
He shouts to his missus, "Get my gun!
Go home, get the gun!" Have you seen that? It's a kid that's just probably been tucked in, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like out of breath, and he's like, I can't remember the other kid's name. He's like, JJ. Get the gun. JJ's like, what? He's like, go home, get the gun.
That's the thing. When you want to discipline your like teenage son, we got to make sure we're nice. Like, we're going to be in shape.
They have to own football by the job.
But the thing is, we're going to know they're not ring ready.
No,
they're
no,
old. They
may have a little something to them.
You
don't
know the variables. But how to an old football manager. Mm. So his son was being like 14, 15. They got into a thing in the house. So I was like, oh, fuck off, dad. He's like, what would you say to me? Marched after his son kicked the door. The door swung, hit him right in the face.
Oh, yo!
So Tom, our manager, comes to...
That's a TKO, though. That
yeah, he's come to training. His nose will bust up. It's like, what happened? It's like, yeah, Simon.
I fell.
Me and Daniel...
Imagine that. Everyone has to bust up and like use authority automatically.
You're done.
He's like,
you
can't tell me
I'm
stopped off.
If you're going to go on the physical thing, then you're going to have to be able to maintain that. And that's why.
Yeah, but I'm dirty. Like, man will like have some sand in my hand and dust it in your eyes, bro. Just dust in your eyes, bro. What are you doing, fam?
Steal your chair.
Or it's not even if I catch you talking wreck or whatever, I'll just be like. Like that one of them ones, yeah? And then when you go to sleep, big man, drapes! Get out of the bed!
Alright, so 2 a.m.
If you don't get out of the bed!
Bam! 2 a.m. drapes in the mouth.
Guess what now? You're sleeping in the shed!
Hey!
But yeah, I don't think. Hopefully not, yeah.
No.
Hopefully not. But I think it's different, like, when you're raising men as well, like, sometimes you got to feel it, bruv.
Like, in London as well, man, you want your son to grow up with an understanding that, look, man, things can go left real easy if you're looking at someone the wrong way. If you talk the wrong way outside, like, people don't play the same games.
Sure, you don't want your kid to go out there thinking that they're invincible. They've got to
know. Yeah, and also, this is the house. Like, if you want to go on Grease and you want to go on Bad or whatever, or you want to go on Rebellious, like... Get out then, innit?
Yeah, keep that shit away.
Go live with my mum. See how fun that is.
That's it. Go live with Nan.
Yeah.
Nice to have the option, though. Jeez. All right. Should we do listeners' questions? We said we'll do it last week.
And then
we've knocked it down the park 2 weeks in a row. You know what? Because they're giving us... You know what? Listeners, we failed you. No, I'm gonna be real. We've been given the countdown. We haven't paid for enough studio time this week,
and that's why we need a sponsorship.
Yeah, man. So if you want us to get our own studio, join the Patreon. The link's going to be in the bio. I just made this up right now. That's why they look perplexed. We have to start Patreon, guys, man. We have to get the studio money.
No, we just need a bank account. You're getting no content in return. Just give us money.
We'll start a GoFundMe.
Just give us, yes.
We need our own studio. Yeah, just support the young fathers. Give us
money.
No, we don't need our own studio.
Nah, just give us money.
Studio, because then we have to employ someone to do all of this.
Yeah, just give us money. That's it.
Because I tell you for free, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, you've been trying to get out since the jump, fam.
No, do you know what it is? I finally found a system to edit the clips from the old studio.
I see it.
And then this has just been like
a little switch up for you.
Yeah, it's a new manager.
That's it. Sam Allardyce ting. Anyways, that's been another episode of Late Nights and Wet Wives. Promised we'll get to that listener's question next week. I've been Mike Akadiri. To my left.
Let's do it again. I'm joking.
Alright. That's been another episode of Late Nights and Wet Wipes. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for your ears. I've been your co-host, Mike Akadiri. Directly across me. And do you want to say your name or do you want to not be a Destiny's Child?
My name is Kazim Jamal, the UK's best storyteller. If you don't know, get to know. Tell your mum, tell your dad, tell your cat that's transitioning. You get me, fam?
Come on.
We're inside and we're outside. Your mum's arsehole. Let's go.
Shut up, brother. That's a Mike Tyson boxing match. Let's get out of it. I want to eat his heart. I want to eat his children.